Hey everyone, it's CR. This is my fourth Audioboo microcast. I've been posting off and on. I've been posting mostly about E3. I actually didn't get to do one yesterday because I had a ravaging sore throat, which, by the way, I still have right now, but I figured, what the hell? I've been talking all day, might as well talk to you guys. I'm not sure if anybody's really listening because there's such an oversaturation of people in Audioboo. I'm just not sure who's who, you know, who's going to get the views, who isn't. But, you know, if you're listening, send me an email, vegetashonor5000@hotmail.com. That's vegetashonor5000@hotmail.com. Anyway, E3, it happened. I talked a little bit about the Microsoft press conference. Now I'm going to talk about Sony and Nintendo. Sony and Nintendo, well, first off, Nintendo had three notches above last year. Wasn't great, kind of boring, a lot of figures, and they had the nerve to say, Cammy had the nerve to say on stage that the Wii's third-party games sold more than anything else on any other platform. I guess that happens when you have, you know, the most units out there available to people and the most common, you know, crappy movie-based games being bought for, you know, parents buying for their kids. And a lot of that crap is getting fueled, and companies are not having to put any effort into making anything any better because it's just been, you know, their sales are great, and it's for no good reason other than a kid doesn't know the difference between this or that. Parents don't know the difference when they buy their kid this piece of junk. So, obviously, they wanted to point out just the fact that, hey, our third party, this, that, and the other have had, you know, had the most sold, blah, blah, blah. When really the only good third party games there have been is No More Heroes, which was actually the year before last, but also, you know, Mad World, that was good, things like that. But that's about it. You know, you can't really go into too much more detail. Okay, Boom Blocks. But that didn't actually really sell all that well either. They brought out some new stuff. You know, they showed three Mario Brother games, which I was very surprised at. You have Super Mario Brothers, with new Super Mario Brothers on the Wii, which is basically they're building it to be Super Mario Brothers 4, which is excellent multiplayer, no online, which, you know, that answers that question right off the bat. It's just local, but, you know, that's kind of the whole thing with the Wii. They don't build themselves to be an online juggernaut. They're barely online as it is. So you've got that going on. You've got, you've also got the new Super Mario Brothers, Inside Bowser game. I forget what it's called, actually. But it's a game that basically takes place as Bowser swallows Mario and Luigi, and you basically have to figure out the pipes of how Bowser works on the inside. Sounds kind of creepy, but, you know, it is what it is. We have another one, which is crazy. It's a Super Mario Galaxy 2, which is freaking awesome. But from what I understand, that game actually started to be built as Super Mario Galaxy 1.5 because basically it was a bunch of throwaway overlevels, you know, from the first game. And what they basically did was say, huh, we have enough content here to go ahead and make this a full-fledged game. So that's what they did. And that won't be out and about until about 2010. But, you know, we get the new Super Mario Brothers game for the Wii coming out this year, which is cool. I'm running out of time. I'm going to wrap this up by saying Nintendo also talked about a new Zelda, didn't show a damn thing about it, which happens because, you know, Nintendo's in no rush to bring out a crap ton of games because they're milking everything for what it's worth. They had the Wii Motion Plus in play. They showed how that's going to work. More Wii Sports, more Wii Sports Resort. They showed the same game twice, you know, in a row, 2 years, which, yay, Nintendo, good for you. But it's not going to do any favors for you in the long run because the consumer's getting smarter. They're realizing that Nintendo is not, you know, just bringing out Wii Fit Plus isn't going to do it anymore. So we're going to see what the ramifications of this press conference has. First-party stuff, great. Third-party, still not much support.